SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
A standard procedure in the Senate.
Aye. Against.
No.
I believe the noes have it.
The ayes have it.
Division required. Ring the bells for 1 minute.
Anything but normal in this case. A Labor politician crossing the floor to vote in favour of a Greens motion. Introduced by Senator Maureen Faruqi.
I've moved the Greens motion that, in the opinion of the Senate, the following be a matter of urgency, the need for the Senate to recognise the state of Palestine.
West Australian Senator Fatima Payman broke party ranks, joining the Greens and independent David Pocock in the vote. Labor tried to amend the motion to reflect the party position, but ultimately voted against it with the coalition. Ms. Payman says it was a challenging thing to do.
My decision to cross the floor was the most difficult decision I have had to make. And although each step I took across the Senate floor felt like a mile, I know I did not walk these steps by myself. And I know I did not walk them alone. I walked with the West Australians who have stopped me in the streets and told me not to give up. I walked with the rank-and-file Labor Party members who told me we must do more.
Under party rules, MPs and senators risk expulsion if they vote against Labor policy, which in this instance supports a Palestinian state but is part of a peace process towards a two-state solution. And it doesn't happen often. Senator Payman is the first Labor politician to cross the floor since 1986. She says her future is up to Labor.
That is the prerogative for my party. I believe that I have upheld the party ethos and called for what the party's platform.
Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says Payman still has a place in the party.
Look, there's no mandated sanction in this circumstance, and it's actually not unprecedented. We will handle this in a mature way, and the way in which we are being guided in terms of how we're handling it is really about how we've been tackling the issue of social cohesion within this country since October 7. We want to bring Australians together, and we want Australians to see a government that is living that. And we don't do that by going around expelling people because they have particular views on this issue.
Deputy Liberal leader Susan Lee says the move shows failings of the Prime Minister's leadership.
Big test for the Prime Minister's leadership last night when we had Labor senators on both sides of a debate on the floor of the Senate. What weak leadership. It is so weak. And since October the 7th, that's what we've seen from this Prime Minister on this important issue.
Calling for clarity on the Labor Party's position.
What is Labor's position? Have they unilaterally changed the previously bipartisan position for a two-state solution? Senator Payman crossed the floor, broke caucus solidarity. That's a green light for any Labor member or senator that if they feel strongly enough about something, if their conscience dictates to them strongly enough about something, they can cross the floor too.
Under Liberal Party rules, backbenchers are allowed to cross the floor. Labor Senator Anthony Chisholm says the party's position is for a two-state solution.
We know that the only way to break the cycle of violence, the only way to adjust an enduring peace, is through a peace process leading to a two-state solution, a Palestinian state and the state of Israel, living side by side in peace and security within internationally recognised borders.
It's not the first time Senator Payman has publicly protested against Labor policy, last month accusing Israel of genocide and making avowed criticism of the Prime Minister. Ms. Payman says she will continue to advocate for what she believes is right.
I was not elected as a token representative of diversity. I was elected to serve the people of Western Australia and uphold the values instilled in me by my late father. Today I have made a decision that would make him proud and make everyone proud who are on the side of humanity.
Rania Yallop, SBS News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.